This is The Green Room, our weekly conversation about arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm David Castleman.
And I'm Kate Botello.
One of the things about Interlochen is that the people who work here are often full of surprises. Take Amanda Sewell, for example. Amanda, of course, is a voice that you hear often on classical IPR. And she's also a musicologist.
She is, and we love calling her Dr. Manda. And she's done a lot of research on more traditional classical music by composers like Mozart or Ives and Ligeti. But she's also published academic studies on hip-hop. That's what she studied for her PhD. Her dissertation is on sampling in hip-hop, and that led her to a niche called nerdcore hip-hop. Here's a clip.
L shift over the quote and then dollar. If you know the dir of the nerdcore rhyme, you holler.
Nerd ho! Warm the mic up. Yo, we bout to strike up this band of nebbishes to cultivate nebulous fetishes. The FPS, RPG, or MM call. In a obsession to blather over my blog.
Okay, so I'll be the one to ask it. What is that?
Well, why don't we just ask Amanda? She's the foremost expert in the world on this subject.
Wow.
Yeah. Amanda, welcome to The Green Room.
Thanks, guys. It's great to be here.
So what was that? I'll repeat David's question. What was it?
So the track we just heard is called Penny Arcade Theme, and the artist is MC Frontalot. So for those who don't know, Penny Arcade is a comic about video games and video game culture. And in the track, MC Frontalot drops a lot of terms and concepts that would be very familiar to those who are pretty well versed in a certain kind of computer or online culture. For example, he refers to L shift O to the quote and then dollar. That's actually a command prompt for loading the directory from the disk on a Commodore 64.
Okay.
Yeah, that's that 8-bit home computer that hasn't actually been manufactured since 1994.
Okay, so MC Frontalot is a nerdcore artist. You are the foremost expert in nerdcore. What exactly is that?
So nerdcore hip-hop. Take everything you think you know about mainstream hip-hop in terms of the artists and the subjects and throw it out the window. The artists are white and male and generally middle class. Most of them are college educated. A number of them have graduate degrees. And they rap about the subjects that are familiar to them, which are not Compton-related topics, but rather video games and games like Dungeons and Dragons and topics like not getting the girl.
Now, wait, you were talking about MC Frontalot and how that name had a particular kind of ring to it because they are speaking their truth, really, in this music.
Yeah, so in hip-hop language, to front is to put on a front, right? To pretend to be something you're not. So MC Frontalot, by choosing that as his name, is kind of insinuating that he's being something that he's not by probably being a cool rapper. A lot of these artists that I've interviewed talk about how rappers are so cool and they wish they could be cool, but they know they can't be. But they choose to rap about the topics that they know.
Kuzumo Sespa in my DeLorean. War's over, I'm a peacetime Mandalorian. Historian stump, Star Wars historians. Deep in debate, but they play at Benegans. Rhyme renegade, show to penetrate. First and second defense, I won't hesitate. Got a job to do when Darcy got the delegates. Got something against Skywalker, someone he really hates.
As an academic, what interested you in this subject? I mean, why was it worthy of studying?
Well, I am a musicologist, and I was in a PhD program studying historical musicology, which is not necessarily associated with being super cool and awesome. So I definitely identified with these hip-hop artists who were taking a language that they knew, which was hip-hop, but talking about the subjects that they know and love. And even if those weren't necessarily the coolest kinds of topics. And that was something that just really spoke to me as far as this idea of what do I know, what do I love, and just really turning that into what I do. So that was something that just really drew me to this topic.
So there's a lot of music that might have a moment, a flavor of something, a fad that kind of goes through. Do you think nerdcore is going to have its moment?
Absolutely not. it's definitely not going to be breaking into the Billboard top 200 anytime soon. What makes it remarkable is the fact that it exists kind of on the fringe of mainstream culture, that these are not artists or songs that are going to be selling millions of copies anytime soon because they speak to a very specialized kind of audience.
Amanda, you brought one song that we definitely want to hear. It's MC Lars. It's a song called Flow Like Poe. What are we going to hear here before we hear it?
Yeah, so this track by MC Lars is really cool because it's about poetic meter in the works of Edgar Allan Poe. Right. But at the same time, he's using some pretty standard musical language from hip hop that you'll recognize. There's rapped lyrics, of course, and then the chorus has women singing, which is something that happens quite a bit in a lot of mainstream hip-hop. And then he'll actually quote a couple of lines from pretty well-known hip-hop tracks. For example, he says the line, "If you don't know, now you know," and that's actually a line from the Notorious B.I.G. But for the nerds among us, the main musical sample running through this track is Paco Bell's Canon. So it's a really interesting juxtaposition of the nerd culture with the Poe and the Paco Bell with hip-hop musical language as far as the rapping and the style of the chorus goes.
Oh, thank you, Amanda.
Thank you, guys.
What's an anapest?
Words like tambourine, cavalier and Marianne, and by that I mean to unstress stress syllables in succession. That's our first lesson. Okay, any questions?
Flow like Poe.
I'm going hard on that tetrameter.
Flow like Poe.
I'm going hard on that tetrameter.
Flow like Poe.
I'm going hard on that tetrameter.
This is Lit Hop 101 with MC Edgar Allan Poe.
You've been listening to The Green Room. Thanks to Michael Culler, who engineered the show. Dan Wanchura is our producer. Sally Isley is our executive producer. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm David Caswin. Thanks for listening.
I made a three. Tetrameter was four, so pentameter must be. Five pairs of syllables, Shakespearean sonnets. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Now you got it. Unstressed stress, five times flow iambic. Stressed unstressed, watch me flip the dynamic like once upon a midnight dreary. That's the start of my couplet, clearly. Trochaic octameter, rhythm might damage. The cadence is so quick, but I think your ear can manage.